This is World Lutheran News Digest. Это всемирные лютеранские новости.
The scourge of war is finding Lutherans on both sides of the battle lines in Ukraine. Alexei Navratsky is the Lutheran Church Canada's missionary to Ukraine. He says it's a difficult time for that country.
Yes, you know, this year was really difficult for Lutheran Church and for all Ukrainian, for all Ukrainian nation.
I spoke with him about the situation in his home country. I asked him how many Lutheran congregations there are in that war-torn region.
Right now we have three large Lutheran unions. That's the German Lutheran Church in Ukraine. It consists of 31 congregations. And Ukrainian Lutheran Church consists about 20 congregations. And our Synod of Evangelical Lutheran Church in Ukraine, it's the smallest one, and it consists of 13 congregations.
During the conflict, Russia annexed Crimea, which was part of Ukraine. There are Lutheran congregations in Crimea that are now under Russian control.
I know for sure that we have four Lutheran congregations of our synod in there, and I know about three or four other Lutheran congregations. So I think it's about 8 up to 10.
Just recently, some contact has been established with the Lutheran congregations in Crimea.
In the beginning, we had no opportunity to visit our churches in Crimea. But now we rebuilt our connection with our congregations in Crimea just a couple of days ago. In the beginning of December, our new elected bishop went to Crimea and visited our churches there.
Although fighting is still intense in eastern Ukraine, where government forces are facing Russian-backed separatists, relative peace now exists along the border between Ukraine and Crimea in the south. Still, travel is very difficult.
It's quite difficult for them to travel to Ukraine right now because they need to go through customs. Ukrainian custom, Russian custom, it's long lines there on the border.
Despite being separated by a border and occupied by military authorities, Pastor Navratsky says churches within his synod in Crimea want to stay united with the parent synod.
But our churches in Crimea, they still connected with our synods, and they doesn't like to organize a new synod. They want to be in Ukrainian synods.
The Russians are imposing some restrictions on churches in Crimea. Pastor Navratsky says that Moscow is demanding all churches register with them.
The situation is next. According to new laws of Russian Federation in Crimea, all religious community need to go through new registration according to Russian laws.
Until the registration process is completed and accepted by Russian authorities, Ukrainian Lutherans are forbidden from any missionary work outside of existing church buildings.
Right now, our Lutheran churches cannot do any mission ministry outside of the building. I speak about Crimea.
Although Russia has no official religion, the Russian Orthodox Church is recognized as having a special place in Russian society. The status is making it difficult for other religions in Crimea, such as Protestant, Roman Catholic, or Greek Orthodox, not to mention non-Christian faiths.
So it seems like a quite difficult situation right now in Crimea for people who do not belong to Russian Orthodox Church.
There is a Russian Lutheran Church unaffiliated with the Ukrainian Lutherans. Pastor Navratsky says the Russian Lutheran Church recently extended a greeting to the Ukrainian Synod, but no official relations are taking place between the two church bodies.
I talked to our new elected bishop, Alexander Yurchenko, and he told me that he got greetings from Russian Lutherans. I think it's just first contact with Russian Lutheran Church, but by now we had no any connection with Lutherans in Russia.
It is a sad fact of war that co-religionists often find themselves on opposite sides. We in the United States have had similar experience, starting with our own revolution. The Ukrainian church is trying to reach out to those on both sides of the conflict and provide succor to all those in need.
We are trying to start dialogue between people who belong to a different various sides. And besides that, secondly, our churches in Ukraine, they care for people who suffer from fear, anger, loss, and depression right now.
The human toll of the war in Ukraine is horrific. The fighting's killed thousands, and many times that number are displaced.
According present statistic, we have about 10,000 people died in a battle on the east side of Ukraine, and up to 1 million people moved from Crimea and from Donetsk region to the west and central side of Ukraine. So a lot of people had moved.
Christian churches, including Lutherans in Ukraine, are doing what they can to help the injured and homeless.
And many churches provide financial support and humanitarian aid to refugees and refuge camps, and medical care for wounded soldiers at hospitals.
Ukraine became free when the Soviet Union collapsed and communism died back in 1991. It was a peaceful separation, but Pastor Dvoretsky says his country is now paying a price for its freedom.
I think that Ukraine became independent from Soviet Union in 1991 without any blood. And now Ukrainian nation is paying the price for independence.
He believes that corruption and sin led to the current conflict. Lutherans oppose corruption in all forms that makes such violence possible.
Lutherans stand against corruption and social injustice, the same against rebellions and revolutions caused by corruption.
Despite the ongoing bloodshed, Pastor Dvoretsky says he's hopeful for his country and church's future.
You know, I believe that our Lord, in the midst of suffering of our nation, and he will lead Ukrainian churches through all troubles, and I believe that God will provide the church with all it requires.
The Bible assures us that all things are possible with God. His church in Ukraine remains faithful to his message. Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest. World Lutheran News Digest can be heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 Central Time on KFUO Radio. It may also be heard anytime streaming online at kfuo.org. Join us next week for another edition of World Lutheran News Digest. I'm your host, Kip Allen.
World Lutheran News Digest is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO. You can also listen to WLN Digest on demand at kfuo.org. To correspond with World Lutheran News Digest, email news@kfuo.org.